Machen wir das alles kaputt. Schon für eine Bärenmine. Okay.
Yes.
This is all.
Yeah, I'll exchange for electrical.
Right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. I'm not one to short circuit health and safety, but we have no visitors here this evening, and I think we're all quite acquainted with the fire evacuation procedure. So, unless anybody's got any objections, we'll just carry on with the meeting. So, item one is apologies for absence.
Councillor White, Councillor Walsh, and Councillor Charters have given their apologies for this evening.
Thank you. So, item two, declarations of interest and dispensations. Do we have any?
No.
Excellent. Item three, 3.1, to approve as a true record the annual meeting of the council held on the 12th of May 2025. Is everybody happy with those?
Yeah.
Yeah. And 3.2, to approve as a true record the annual parish assembly held on the 12th of May 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Sorry, none. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, right. Item four, committees. Councillors to note the minutes of the following committees. Planning and infrastructure on the 14th of May. General purposes on the 7th of May also. Events and leisure 4th of June.
Yep.
It says to follow, and planning and infrastructure also 4th of June to follow.
They've all been circulated to you now.
Okay. 4.2, upcoming committee meetings. Environment and open spaces will be this Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Planning and infrastructure, 25th of June at 7, followed by finance, policy and appointments at 8 p.m. Okay, 4.3, councillors to vote to fill the vacancy on the planning committee.
I think it was Councillor Hampstead wanted, you were interested, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I was. I'm not quite sure now whether I can, because it actually coincides with the meetings that they have at the Holbridge Community Association.
Right.
So
are they every? So the planning are every 3 weeks.
Oh, so yeah. Should work out then.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's up to you. If you.
I would like to.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then try it and see if it works out.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm happy as chair.
Yeah.
That. Yes. Lovely. Thank you. Right, now this is an important bit. Item 5, finance. 5.1, councillors to receive and resolve to agree the payments made in May and note the bank statements, bank reconciliations for May, and agree the clerk has approval to pay any account due before the next meeting. The CCLA PSDF statement and reconciliation, I think, has come through.
It has yesterday.
I take it everybody's seen those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is everybody happy with?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely. 5.2, council to view and agree the explanation of any significant year-on-year variances in the accounting statements.
There are none.
Good. 5.3, council to review the effectiveness of its system of internal control, which is in accordance with proper practices.
Yeah.
Has everybody seen that? Is everybody happy?
Yeah.
Good.
I don't wish to be pedantic. Effectiveness. How would we judge effectiveness?
That we're carrying out everything that is identified in the JPAG, which is the audit guide for ourselves, so which we are.
That's that's enough for me to
okay.
agree.
I did send you a, there's all a little...
It was the word effectiveness. I wouldn't know what is it effective slash ineffective for me to make a judgment. I now know that if it's judged against that, then
yeah. Also, just note that the internal auditor and the external auditors, if they had any comments, they would have raised them.
Yeah. And that would comment on the effectiveness.
Yes, that's yes.
fine. I'm very happy. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. 5.4. Council to agree by resolution the annual governance statement for 24-25.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. Different words in each sentence.
Sorry?
The words are different in the sentences. I feel like there was confusion.
So if I sign and then I get you to sign.
So everybody's happy, no
yeah.
questions?
Yep.
Wonderful.
Have my name there, please. I'll put it in all the minute references and dates.
Yes.
And then the plug page. Which is yes. And that's just your signature there.
Resolve to agree.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ready? Okay. Just certainly we'll do the council statements when we get to that point.
Right. Thank you for that. Item 5.5. Councillors to agree the accounting statements for 24-25. Again, I take it everybody's read them?
They've all been circulated.
Excellent, good.
So if I could get you to sign those as well, please, Kevin.
Yep.
Sign there. Okay.
Lovely.
Thank you.
5.6, councillors to note that the notice of public rights and publication of unaudited annual return will commence on the 11th of June. Duly noted?
Yep.
Yeah. 5.7, councillors to discuss and agree the installation of a concrete block to replace the damaged parking post in Paul's Lane car park at a cost of £300 delivered. Nikki, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, so next to the entrance barrier, there is a gap that cars can get through, which is currently blocked by a parking post at the moment, which doesn't work anymore. It keeps being knocked over, and then people come in and they take all the clothes from the Salvation Army bank, take them out, and then sell them on. It also leaves the car park vulnerable to large, high-sided vehicles going in. A concrete block would be a more permanent solution to that issue.
I think for £300, I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Agreed.
Lovely. Okay. 5.8, councillors to agree to the proposal from the RHALC, that's the Rochford 100, to form a district-wide community asset register.
What it is it's brought up that when we don't know what's going to be happening with this LGR, and that we put our head, we try and investigate between us. With the Rochford District Council, it's not so bad because I, as a district councillor, can get an asset register. I did get one out of them not long after I took the post up. But where it comes to county council stuff, particular county councillors can furnish us with the information, but if you get county councillors that aren't that forthcoming with information, it's for us between us to try and investigate what's actually, because for example, we've still got the place used by the Harbour Club, as far as I know, is still a county council asset, isn't it? So it's looking into what the assets are so that we can be aware in our communities of what's going to happen, and then so we can keep an eye on whether there's anything that we ourselves want to take on or other people want to take on or what's at risk. So it's just so we've got every... Because what will happen... It's because at the moment, because they're all trying to sort themselves out, no engagement's been had with town or parish councils. We don't really know what's going to happen. And then something will be sprung on us at the 11th hour, won't it, if we're not careful? So it's best to get as much information together. And I'm trying to get all the parishes in the town to try and work together so that we can, we're ready. Because you just know it, don't you? That because this whole thing, in my opinion, is being rushed through very quickly, we get asked some questions, oh, what do you want to do about this, that and the other? Oh, you've got a month to reply or something.
Yeah, I think we need to be as prepared as possible, and I think collaboration with other parish councils, and I think it's very useful.
Councillor Cooper.
What would that mean? I'm going to ask, what would that mean in practice, and I'm thinking particularly for our staff?
We've been informed that it wouldn't actually, the onus wouldn't fall on us. It would be prepared elsewhere. We would just give the information over as to what assets we were responsible for.
Yeah, we're just trying to get something together as to what's what in the...
So the work would be undertaken by the Rochford 100, I think.
I have a question,
I think I know the answer to this. What cost implication is there to this?
What, for us?
Yes.
At the moment, I'm counting none.
It's just a case of we're just cooperation to try and get together. We're not looking to actually do anything beyond information gathering, so that we have as much ready for, because suddenly somebody's going to wake up and go, we've not really talked to the town and parish councils.
Okay.
Just really quickly, it was something when we went and attended the Rochford District Council's devolution conversation, something that they were encouraging. They were encouraging us individually to look at our assets and manage an asset register and sort out what we were doing. And on the tables amongst ourselves with other town parishes, we were discussing the fact that it makes more sense to collaborate on something like this, because then everybody knows what everybody's got. And obviously we're looking at being able to work closely together with our partners in other areas, so it makes sense to expand that. And the more knowledge you have about what you've got under your belt, the stronger a position you're in when you need to be in there.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Could I just like that? Who is going to be collating all this information? Has that been decided?
We'll see what sort of response we get back, and hopefully we can sort that out. But even if it's just one person put stuff in a folder, then you've got it all together, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right. I think first stage is that it prepares us to agree that they're happy to participate.
I think it's a sensible thing for us to do. So everybody in agreement?
Yeah.
Done. Right, item 6, public participation. Item 7, district and county council.
Can I give my own report? Because.
Missing again.
Okay, so as you probably all heard, there is a change of administration. It was on the cards. Now, the administration is made up of the Conservatives, Rochford District residents, who obviously aren't part of any of the mainstream political parties, but they've been around for quite a long time. They're led by somebody called John Mason. I think he's been a district councillor for about 20 years or more. So they're a well-known group, and then a smaller group of independents, but they're over in the east of the district, and so that makes up so that we've got an administration of 21 with the three groups. So there's 39 councillors, you've got 21 in this group. But also, from the former administration, you've had a separate floor break off, and I think they've called themselves Associated Independents. I jokingly call them a gang of four, because there's four of them. So you've got probably two opposition camps, the original administration minus the four and minus the other three that have broken up and joined the current. So that's where we are with that. So the leader is Councillor Danielle Belton. And this year's chairman is Councillor Joe McPherson. Joe's been a councillor for quite a long time, so I should imagine a lot of you might have heard of Joe. Anyway, so that's where we are with that. Now, obviously, there's various things that we're going to look at to be doing a bit differently. So with the different projects and everything, stuff to do with the freight house, trying to get that, because so that's over in Roxford, so it's probably not top of the priorities for Holbridge. But me personally, I'm vice chair of a communities committee, and I'll just give you a brief, because some of these topics do get raised here. Community safety, we're in the process of appointing a new community safety officer, and when I actually get a name, then I will let you know that. So the community safety aspect is on there, and so the in with that is the antisocial and CCTV. Also in there is licensing. And the community's health and leisure aspect, there's the leisure centres. I've got to have a tour around Clements Hall Leisure Centre on Friday, and they do tell me that they are going to update the changing rooms, because the changing rooms are sort of old and tired, and often you see posts for residents that's an area that they complain about. And to do with housing, but the housing aspect is not about planning, it's about homing people. So all the things where people have sometimes have quite complex problems and need housing, so that comes under that. So sort of community involvement, voluntary sector support, and things that, so working with people like RAVs and that kind of matter. So, and some of those topics are now come up in these parish councils. So those things are you can contact me on those or around the table. And because I'm so vice chair on this, it gives me just a little bit more wiggle room than what we'd normally have in getting to deal with these things. But me being in administration does mean that I'm better placed than previously to be able to go to somebody and find out on something, because the people that are going to be the chairs and the vice chairs of committees are either within my conservative group or one of the other groups that we're in collaboration with. So for this parish, it means that I can do more to answer questions and find information out, because I'm, than what we've had for the last 2 years. No. So if it's, that's, hopefully that gives you a bit better idea of where we are, and as I said, because I'm in a much better position to assist you, because I'm no longer just sitting there as an opposition.
Well,
the people that were in administration don't tend to turn up to these meetings.
No, I think we'll all appreciate anything, particularly when it is pertinent to Holbridge, that you pass it on. It's nice to have a report back of some kind. It makes a pleasant change. Thank you.
On that point, Chairman.
Yes.
Do we know which grouping the Holbridge councils are in?
No.
I can look it up. I don't know what they... See, I mean, they're not... I mean, you've got the Liberal Democrats, and then as far as I know, they're all part... But I'll look it up at the end of the meeting, what precise groupings they're in. I should be able to find it.
All I can say, the little snippet I've heard on the grapevine is that the Green Council are trying to distance themselves a bit from the Lib Dems. Councillor Cooper, then I want to move on.
I might be... bit of a semantic, however, I think if we do ask questions via that route, I think it would still be pertinent to put down in the absence of our actual that we are doing that, because that's for want of a better word, auditable.
Yep.
So, but any of you, of course, are always welcome to approach me outside this meeting, just send me a message if you've got any
yeah.
questions. Oh, well, I'll think of it and, just, yeah. And I'll do my best to find out for you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Moving on to item 8, Chairman and Clerk's report. I actually haven't got anything that won't be covered elsewhere on the agenda tonight. Nikki, do you have any?
Just a few things. To let you know, sadly, the coronation tree was vandalised in Kendall Park. The top bit was cut off. It looks like it will survive, but it was unfortunately deliberate. We've replaced the perspex on the lectern that was burnt by the pond, so that's now, and we've got some quite hard wearing perspex now, so I'm hoping that might do the job for longer. On some better news, a memorial wall has been installed. I'm not sure if any of you have been down to see it, but the family that donated towards it were really pleased, and we've now advertised that out on Facebook for other residents to have plaques on there. You should have all received your best kept front garden routes. The next events and leisure working group is on the 2nd of July at 7 p.m. That'll be the parish.
So what was that?
The events and leisure. And it'll be a working group with the community groups. 2nd of July at 7 p.m.
Thank you very much, Nikki.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, item 9, village security and security patrols. Item 9.1, councillors to discuss and note monthly reports from S-type security.
These have all been circulated to you as and when I receive them into the office.
Anybody, any queries on those?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Then duly noted. 9.2, councillors to note the security firm have the appropriate licences to enable monitoring of CCTV. Councillors to agree access for the security firm to remotely monitor our CCTV cameras in Pools Lane car park when incidents occur. Do you anything further to add to that?
A comment on that. That David. Obviously means S-type in the short term and whoever gets the contract in the long term.
I think if we get this agreement today, then that would be
follow through.
Councillor Cooper.
What does that mean, for example, in things like GDPR and just general sort of, if they see something that
is reportable?
They would have to report it to the police if it was necessary. They've got the proper licences in place to be able to view CCTV.
And is there any comeback on us?
No, I'll make sure that our CCTV policy covers the fact that a security firm will monitor as and when is necessary. They wouldn't monitor it 24/7. It would only be.
It would be. We've seen.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Everybody happy with that? Good. 9.3. Councillors to consider and approve the recommendation from General Purposes Committee to commence the tender process for the appointment of a village security firm. Some of the councillors will remember that. A few years back we went out to tender S-type who were in place, did present on that occasion the best tender for us, so they had a 3-year contract. It's now due for renewal, and one of the things that we've got in the tender documents is that, you know, the monitoring, what we've just been talking about, the company must have the capacity to be able to do that. So really what we're asking for is everybody happy for us to kick-start that process.
Yes. Question, I must be in the zone tonight. Do we know what S-type are likely to do? In other words, I am presuming other people have S-type. Do they, after the first 3 years, hike their prices or anything like that?
No.
There's no track, as far as I'm aware, no track history of that.
No. I mean, they'll put in a tender, as will other companies that I go out to, and it will be evaluated alongside each other. So.
Yeah, they will have to have sharp pencils.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they'll be up against at least two others.
Well, I think I've got at least 10 firms that we'll be sending out to.
Okay.
Very quickly, the process is that the clerk will shortly send out to at least 10 companies. Are you interested? Those that are, we will send out the tender pack to them. When it comes in, they'll be evaluated, and obviously, subject to your approval, someone will be selected from that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Item 10, open spaces. Councillors to receive a verbal update.
I've kind of run through most of it in my clerk's report there. Just also to say that the pavilion has now gone out to tender from Rochford District Council, and we've submitted on behalf of the men's sheds an application for that. That's the only other thing up there, open spaces.
Okay, excellent. 10.2, Councillor to note the updated appendix.
That was sent in your packs.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody noted.
Noted.
Councillor to receive information on parking issues in unadopted roads and agree next steps.
And Councillor Elwell, did you want to?
Yeah, there's been quite a few complaints and issues with the way vehicles are parked, particularly on corners, not only in unadopted roads, which on occasions could inhibit the passage of emergency vehicles, delivery vehicles, dust carts, etc. It's an ongoing problem. There's no parking enforcement in the village. A lot of this happens overnight in the evenings, where even if parking enforcement was available, it wouldn't be available that time of night, so it's an issue in itself. But the parking enforcement is really required at night when the parking enforcement is not available.
Okay. Just to let you know that some of the, there's been issues involving parents dropping off their children to Riverside School. The clerk has advised me this evening that I'm arranging to see the head teacher, to introduce myself, B, to see if there's anything we can do to help alleviate this particular problem. We know it's an ignorant few, but we're going to give it a stab. Give it a go. Okay. Right, 10.4, councillors to note that the village plan is currently under review by the planning committee. With recommendation to be presented to full council in due course.
Noted.
Okay. Item 11, policies and procedure / leases. Councillors to review and agree the following. I hope you've all had a good look. Tree management policy.
Yep.
Good. Co-option policy.
Agree.
Okay. Item 12, vehicle activated speed sign. Would you or Julie want to give an update?
So we're due to have the post installed on the 17th of June with the actual unit sort of soon after, as you know, once it's set, a few days. So everything's being delivered to the grounds work company for them to do. So.
We're on schedule.
We've
had a few issues with County Council surprising us with new forms that we didn't expect and information that we didn't have. But apparently that's all to be undertaken by the grounds work team. So I stopped panicking at that point and Julie passed that information over. So we're hoping that any issues will be resolved by that and we should be on schedule for everything. I don't imagine it will be pushed back too much further delay, if it is at all.
Watch the space.
Yes.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, all being well, it should be up and operable before the end of June. And I'd like to say a personal, on behalf of the members, thank you to the office staff, Julie, who's often led on it. Thank you very much. Fingers crossed. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll all be redundant, I think.
Right. Item 13, local council award scheme. Councillors to confirm the required criteria is in place to submit an application for the local award scheme silver.
It is. Everything it's taken me a few months to go through. Everything was in place for the bronze award, so we have to resubmit that, but we already have that because we've got the,
yes.
It was the foundation, it's now the bronze award. And there were additional requirements to be met for the silver award, which I've looked into and I'm happy that we have everything that is needed, so I'm happy to submit that now in the next couple of weeks. I don't think they sit until about September, so we might not hear for a couple of months, but I need a resolution that we're happy that everything's in place, and then I can minute that and send that.
Everybody's happy.
A small comment. What if there is an unforeseen something? Is there any way we
can... they feed back and then I will correct it or make sure that
you don't need us to meet. In other words, what we're trying to do is make sure that we don't have to meet again in order
to be dotted. I'll resubmit something. As long as you're happy that
100%.
Yeah.
I think it's really good. Yep.
Agreed.
Right, item 14, community engagement. Councillors to discuss multi-agency surgeries to increase public attendance.
This is just an idea that maybe we could approach people like the Citizens Advice or I'm not sure who else, other bodies like that, that we could have surgeries with RABS maybe to increase footfall at our surgeries.
Yep. Also, maybe have a chat with Nanny Chow to find out whether she would allow you to have a table because that way it's going to be a lot more accessible. And because I remember when she first opened up, she did say to me that she would be open to working with us.
I think that's a good idea, but I don't think we would want to necessarily go there every time.
It's a venue that you're going to get people coming in and out of, and
I think the library are also happy to host us as well, aren't they?
Yes.
So that's something I think.
From a personal point of view, I'd like to see us spreading it out a little bit as it goes on.
Do you think it's worth changing the name of it? I know it doesn't sound much. But if we made it slightly more interesting, I'm just thinking we used to hold things like health and wellbeing affairs, and it could be, I don't know.
Theme it, so to speak.
Yeah, so that it's not just a surgeon. We said it as an event almost.
Okay, we could do
Councillor Hodges, and then Councillor Elwell.
As someone who's run a number of multi-agency surgeries before, that's exactly how they go. We've called them SOS surgeries in the past because they've got lots of different agencies in the same place and they want different things. I can certainly find some contacts of different people you could get down there. Things such as Health Watch are very good to get down there. DWP, sometimes people have got any concerns about UC or anything like that. There's SEND charities and things that would be happy to attend and things like that. So we can expand our horizons slightly.
Excellent. Yeah, if you could do that, I think that would be something
surgery
to put
in.
David.
On the subject of holding these events in public places, I was thinking about the confidentiality issue. We had this for the police surgeries where when somebody had a confidential issue, we left the room. Very rarely happened because most people were happy to involve the parish council. But if you use any charges or any other public place and people had confidential issues, it could be an issue.
Something to bear in mind.
Yes.
Yeah, certainly. Okay. Right. So who is working on organising?
If Connor sends me some contacts, then I'll bring it back to maybe the Events and Leisure Committee, and we can start sorting something out through there, I think.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, item 15, representatives to outside bodies. Councillors receive any reports from the following. Could we try and limit it to a couple of minutes? I know, particularly this evening, I know the office staff have to go back to the office, so trying to get through the meeting as quickly as possible. If you do get an opportunity, perhaps, if you're one of these representatives, you could always put a report in that could be circulated if that timing allows that. Anyway, we'll kick off with this. Harbridge Community Association.
I can do 2 minutes, that's fine. They made me very welcome at the Harbridge Community Association. It was interesting that they hadn't actually told me the meetings usually went on for 3 hours, but that was okay. very ambitious, I would say, very ambitious plans for fundraising in the future. Good luck to them. And I said that, you know, where possible, we would like to know what was going on. I think I made it quite clear that it would be great for us to have a calendar of events.
Mm-hmm.
So fingers crossed they'll send that to me, and then obviously I'll circulate as appropriate and whatever. I left the meeting feeling quite positive about it. They have lots of things going on. They did say that they would like to be involved somehow in the man shed. They also have a lot of repairs and things going on within the centre itself. So they're sending out tenders, as we are, for different people to actually fix rather than repair, I think, actually.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, a positive meeting. I felt comfortable in there, and hopefully going forward we can share a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Can I maybe ask, I've still not heard from Kelly about this Father Christmas sensor thing, so if you do speak with them, if you could ask her to think about that. Right. And I have had an update that unfortunately the HCA wouldn't be able to host the men's sheds due to the nursery preschool being there. There are issues around that, but you know, they may be able to get involved in some other way.
Yeah.
Which,
And just a note, I wasn't invited to any of it again.
I do tell them the representatives, but.
Mm. Okay.
Thank you.
I think there's something about
right. Windermere Centre.
I think Councillor Walsh was going to send me in a report, but I haven't had it as yet. Right, if she sends me a written report, I'll circulate it to everybody following the meeting.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to be part of that as well, Chair. So I do know that we had arranged several meetings, or they had arranged several meetings, and then cancelled them.
Okay. That's probably why that I haven't had a report then. Thank you.
Okay. Broxford 100, is there anything to add?
We just go with it. We're doing that for the time being.
When's the next meeting in July?
July?
First day in July.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
It's the AGM, maybe that's worth noting.
Thank you.
Right, Holbridge Library.
The lovely event called Leaving Me Under a Tree down at the riverside, 31st of May. We have attended with my family, and it was really lovely, well attended. The children had a great time. The weather was lovely. Ice cream went around, so everybody was happy. They are still doing their poppy collections, and that seems to be going very well. Nothing much to add.
Good. Okay. Crouch Valley Coastal Community. David.
No meeting.
Okay. Riverside Primary School?
The only things I am aware of, obviously you've had your own conversations about setting up a meeting. This Friday is a Mad Hatter's Tea Party for the children. They're looking at kind of expanding the ways in which children can kind of learn access to different types of things, so this is a nice little thing. And also they've been teaming up with the Anchor recently to do fundraising quiz nights, etc. to raise money for things like their Year 6 Leavers parties. So when you do have a meeting with the head teacher, I'm conscious obviously we don't want to cross too many wires, just to let them know that we're happy to advertise things like that, and if there's ever any room for collaboration in terms of fundraising, then of course we could help with that as well. But that's quite nice to see that they've been able to establish that relationship and move forward. I'm told that the Year 6 production this year is Peter Pan, so I don't know whether they're fundraising for wires or something to fly him in, but I'm sure it'll be very entertaining.
Yeah, I just want to reassure anybody who's a representative down there, I'm not elbowing in. I'm purely going there, A, to introduce myself, and B, to talk about a specific problem that residents have raised. So that's the only reason.
Riverside Primary, just to let you know, I forwarded the head teacher some funding information for people that might need help with food and that kind of support. So she was grateful for that.
Lovely, thank you. Police security, David?
Well, there's a threefold thing here. It's police security and neighbourhood watch.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's a police security and neighbourhood watch. And I've got several observations, but to save time now, I'll email people with my observations.
Fine, thank you, David. Okay. Riverside Medical Centre?
Usually council.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any update.
Okay. Transport.
I went to transport meeting as Angelina wasn't able to get there, and I was very pleased. I spoke to the lady who organised the Love Your Bus funding that we were looking at, and they are going to be running it again, but she explained that you have to have an existing service in place before they can give us any money, but they're very keen to give money because there weren't enough this year. She then sent me over to speak to community transport. Now, I knew nothing about this, but you will recall we were up some funding was sought from Wyvern. Wyvern are community transport, and they already do collect up people from the Dome. I was talking to both of them about this bus route, you know, that we've got no access to buses down there. Also, concerned about people on all of the mobile underpass, because if they're not able to get to any of the bus stops, it would be more than possible. This lady, Marie, was wonderful, really pleased to see us. She said, it'd be so good to get working with you. I've just found this outside Wyvern leaflet, but she would be happy to come in and talk to us as a parish council about what they can offer, because she was really keen to say, it's not just about hospital appointments with us, it's about anything. They pick up a lady who lives in this road and they bring her to the centre. She said it takes them longer to get her in and out of the bus than it does to do the journey, but she wouldn't be able to get in without that. She said that's what we're about. But they will do groups, they would even run a routine journey if the demand was there. So it'd be really handy to get her in so that we could talk about surveying local communities, see what we actually do need. Mm-hmm. We've got the newsletter, we've got things like that, as well as footfall, you know, our
did you get her contact details, Jane?
All of the contact details in this paper. So I was going to email her first and then say that hopefully she'll be hearing from you or if it's okay to pass on your details.
David?
How is the Wyvern system funded?
It is funded, well, they are... They just work on grants and funding in that way.
Okay.
But you do have to pay for it at point of contact.
Right.
It's more expensive than a bus service. But she said it's much cheaper, say, than a taxi.
Yeah.
They're obviously... I thought it was a business, but it's not. It is a way of getting people locally to and from places. They do hospital visits and things like that. She said we are not just... about that, so I think it would be really good if everybody's happy to.
I think that would be really good.
And she would then, they would be another organisation.
That we could have a multi-agency.
Yeah, because they would come in, she's really keen to meet local members of the community, because she said we do help people locally, but she said I'm sure there are others that don't know.
Yeah, that would be really good, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Perhaps Nikki, you'll liaise with Nikki and perhaps we'll issue an invitation, that would be really good, I think. Okay, last one, parish councils, anybody got anything? Any meetings they've attended? No? Okay, wonderful. So we're now at the end, item 16. Councillors to forward any items for the next agenda at least 10 working days before the next full council meeting, which will be here on Monday the 14th of July at 7:30. And at that point, I declare the meeting closed. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
I want to be. I don't know. Just so you can make me into the Wikipedia.
Sorry.